Hey everybody, and welcome back to Twin Flame Love. This is your host, Raina, and I am back with another episode. I know it's been a while since the last one, but at the moment, I generally just do these when I feel inspired by whatever has happened with me on my journey. Like, if it's something that's like, yeah, people should hear this. But, so I've wanted to come and talk about how I've gained clarity on this journey, about this journey, because of course in the beginning, when you first find out you're on this journey, you find out that you have this divine counterpart, this ultimate soulmate, and then you can't be with him, or you go into separation, and it's like, well, what the fuck, right? They telling, you know, you're researching, you're finding out all you can. Like, what do I need to do? What did I do wrong? How does this work? And you find out, oh, this, you have to find your purpose, right? Your life's purpose. You have to, what was the other purpose? Oh, the purpose of the journey is to come back to self, right? Come back to oneness, wholeness, being your genuine self, right? And a whole bunch of other shit, right? You got to detach and focus on yourself and all this other stuff. And in the beginning and in the middle, it's just like, that's not making sense. Like, it's like, this is not how it's going. This is not how it works. This is not how it works at all. Like, because you're in the midst of this chaos. Your emotions are all over the place. Your twin's not acting right. It's just a shit show, right? Like, you're... it just don't make no sense. And even down to my life was torn apart. And it sounds so vicious, but it was. It was torn down. What and who I used to be, all of that, I have none of it anymore, y'all. Like, before we reconnected 4 years ago, right? When we connected 4 years ago, I had an apartment, I had my car, you know, my job. I still have my job, thank God. But, you know, my identity, like, I had my stuff, right? All of that was stripped away from me. Now, I still have my job, but I was uprooted from where I was, like, the site where I was. Like, literally, it all happened in one weekend. Like, I kid you not. So, everything I used to know, gone. Like, even down to the furniture, gone. The only thing I have that I used to have back then would be clothes. Legit, that's it. That's it. That's all I have left from who I used to be. And that's slowly, you know, that's something that's slowly getting, you know, you give away clothes, you outgrow them, they tear, blah, blah, blah. So, I saw that deconstruction, but now it's making sense to me that, okay, all that was taken away, but it wasn't taken away for no reason. It was taken away so that I could rebuild myself. I could be reborn anew. So it's just... I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so tired. I have just been like... honestly, I feel like I've been just on a go, and I haven't stopped. These past couple weeks. But even the clarity with my twin being in my life, once you get past all the emotions, right? You gotta see past the emotion, right? Because in the beginning, in the middle, you can't see the forest for the trees, okay? You can't see the purpose. Because you're so focused on the fucking emotions. And I'm not trying to say that to be mean, because now all of a sudden I've had my epiphany. Now y'all need to see past emotion. No, because my emotions still fuck with me. Don't get me wrong, but I have better control over them, where I don't go lashing out at my twin and saying "fuck you," da 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 da. Right? No. But it's like, okay, take your emotions. Set them to the side and focus on the bigger picture. Okay? Not saying your emotions aren't valid, but they are clouding your vision. Right? It's like the rose-colored glasses. It's they're in the way at the moment. So set them off to the side and focus on the bigger picture, right? Which is your soul's purpose, your life's journey, your life's purpose. So, I got clarity on the whole divine masculine, divine feminine, right? Just to simply put, the divine feminine comes up with these ideas, right? And it's not everything, but certain things you have an idea for, right? You want to do, right? As a feminine. The masculine's role is to bring those ideas into reality. That's not saying that you can't, but that's the one who's masculine dominant. That's their role. Now, of course, the purpose of the journey, or part of the purpose, is to balance the masculine and feminine within yourself, right? Because throughout life, before you find yourself on this journey, you are more dominant in one than the other. So he was more masculine dominant, and I'm more feminine. So of course I'm the feminine, he's the masculine. And I'll just, for example, I wanted a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom home, right? Why did he just purchase a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom home? That kind of thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is something that I wanted, right? This is something I want to manifest. And then this is something that he brought into reality. Okay? That's what I'm saying. If that helps to simplify it even more. And I do apologize if I stumble over my words. I am tired, and that's just been the vibe I've been on this past week, okay? Just stumbling over my words. And understanding that even if he and I do not come into full physical union, that does not take away from the love that we share. Does that make sense? Like, it doesn't take away from the love that we share. It is. And honestly, it may be the poetic heart of mine, but I can see the beauty in that. Like, I just do now. You know, like, and before, even before now, I could see it. It's really weird. It was more like, I think my soul understood, but ego was like, nah, I ain't trying to hear that. You, nah, this is what the fuck I want, and I'm going to get it, bitch. Ego be a mess, yo. But anywho, yes, that's something I gained the clarity on. Even our purpose, our purpose together. That's what I'm trying to say. Our purpose together. I even see that clearly now. Like, we both just want to help people in different ways, right? He has his business that he started, and I have mine. And then I can see it, because I can see where in the future we can come together. Like initially, our business is now, it's like, when you would be like, no, that, how? But even just simply, he has his business and he could refer people to me, and I have mine and I can refer people to him because both of our businesses can help rebuild a person, help transform a person. Let me see. And I understand that. And I understand his purpose in my life now. And I couldn't see it because of the emotions. The emotions were all in the way. It was just very 3D, very worldly, because I want the traditional. Excuse me, and not to say that I can't have something that resembles traditional, because I don't think I've ever, well, I have, but at the core of me, I've never really wanted a traditional relationship. And definitely not now as a grown woman. But I've gained a lot of clarity, and I really wanted to come on here and say, honestly, you have to give it time. If you are on the twin flame journey and you know for 100% fact, and even that is, you have to get to that point. Like I've gotten to several points of clarity throughout my journey. This is just the biggest one for me, but you have to get to a point where you know for a fact that that is your twin flame, that that is your divine counterpart, that that is your divine masculine or divine feminine. You have to know that for a fact. In your heart, no reader can tell you. Now, don't get me wrong, a reader, if you have a trusted reader and they're like, yes, it's your twin flame. But ultimately, for real, you need to know within yourself. But if you find that, you know that this is, in fact, your twin flame, you have to give it time. You cannot rush it. You just can't. Because one, all that's going to do is frustrate you, possibly push your twin away and put you into separation. And prolong things, right? And I've stated before that you have to do what feels right for you on your journey. Because at the beginning of my journey, I was trying to follow all the rules, that I was reading about. You have to detach and focus on yourself and find your life's purpose and all of that shit. And it's like, it and I was trying it, and it was just making things worse. Like it was making things horrible. But something clicked and was like, no, we're gonna try it this way, and then we'll see what happens. And sure enough, I just did what felt right for me, and things progressed a lot smoother. We still have bumps in the road, but things are progressing a lot better. When you just let it be, if you feel the need to do something, like sometimes I'll, don't know if that would really count. Like, so the last time I saw, my twin, he was coming over, and it was like, okay, I just want to cuddle. Like, we don't even have to talk. I legit just want to cuddle. I just want to be held, right? Like, and it was real funny because I was so nervous. I was so nervous to just be like, to tell him, I don't want to do anything. I just want to cuddle. So nervous. Y'all, I was like, you know how you get nervous and you get the bubble guts? Like, I had gotten myself to that point, damn near on the verge of an anxiety attack. All of that just for him to come over. I didn't even have to ask. It just happened naturally. So I think that's almost like telepathy, maybe. I don't know. Or just being connected. Oh, or I said just, or it was me knowing, me feeling what he needed because he came over, like I said, and it just happened. I didn't have to ask. I didn't say anything. But we were like, holding each other, and then he just started talking. Like the shit, floodgates just opened, and he just started talking. Once he, I'm listening and loving on him and stuff, and then he laid his head down. I was like, damn, I didn't even know I needed that. I was like, it was just something in me that knew, and it's really hard to tell. I just know that it's something I need or something that I want. I just kind of got off the topic, but they just, do what feels right. Like I said, if you feel called to do something, urged to do something, like reach out, because sometimes we get on the journey and we're like, no. Sometimes we get on the journey. But sometimes on this journey, you get to a point because you're trying to detach, right? That you're like, okay, I'm gonna just leave them alone. And then all of a sudden, one day, you're doing good. And then all of a sudden, one day, you feel this urge to reach out for some reason. It's like, no, I'm not reaching out. I'm not reaching out. But it's just that, it's just poking at you, poking at you, poking. It's like that mosquito in your ear, that gnat in your ear. Just, and it's like, no. But then you reach out and you find out that they're going through something, or that they were just missing you for whatever reason. Like, oh, I was just about to text you. I've had moments where I've, even recently, it was like, I wanted to say good night. But I was like, nah, I'm not gonna say good night. And then literally he says good night. Like, shit like that. Y'all, I'm just really geeked. As tired as I am, I'm geeked. I'm just like, okay, on a thousand. That shit was so funny. I literally was like, oh, I should text him good night. Like, I looked at the time. I'm about to go to bed. I should text him good night. Maybe not. I was like, nah, I won't. And my phone goes off and it's him saying good night. Oh. Moments like that where we're literally sitting thinking about each other in the same moment at the same time. It's happened before. One time, I was home alone. My son was gone, and it was a thunderstorm that night. And for whatever reason, I was just like, ooh, it would be so bomb if we could make love during a thunderstorm, right? And I thought about reaching out, but I was like, nah, he ain't gonna be able to make it. He probably working, blah, blah, blah. I came up with all these excuses, right? But I didn't hear from him that night. But the very next day, I was at the fruit market, and excuse me. I told you I'm so sleepy, but I really want to get this out, so I do apologize for all the yawning. But he, the very next day at the fruit market, it was that morning because I like to get up and go do shit in the morning. So it was the next morning, the very next day. He's texting me and he's like, oh, but that thunderstorm last night, I really wanted to make love last night. Like shit like that. So if you feel the inkling to reach out or whatever you feel the inkling, not stalking or no shit like that. No. But, something's like, Maybe I should just say hey or something like that. Yeah. You know, yeah. It's okay. It's okay. You know, because sometimes, and probably more often than not, they're thinking about you while you're thinking about them, like literally in that moment. At the same time. At the same time. Because too many times we've proven that we're thinking about each other at Anywho, do what works for you on your journey. But understand that it all takes time. It really, really does. And I know it sucks because everybody's trying to get into union. Everybody wants to get into union. And I understand because me too. But as I go along this journey, more and more things become clearer to me. And right now, it's just, I feel like I'm at not the end, but you know, maybe like that lap before you finish the race, right? Like, you know, you're on your last lap or two. And it's like, oh, I'm almost there. That's what it feels like for me. Like, oh, thank God, I'm on the last two laps. Fuck. About fucking time, right? Like I said, I've had many moments of clarity, but this is, I feel like it's like the biggest one because everything is making sense now. Shit that didn't make sense before that I would complain about. I even caught myself about to bitch and moan to universe about how I was feeling at the time. And I mean about to go off. And I was like, you know what? Because I know now that it's me. Not like it's me, I'm the problem. Just like it's me. It's on me. You feel me? The shit that I don't like, I have to fix it. The shit that's broke, I have to fix it. Right? Like I said, my entire life fell apart. Right? Now it's time for me to rebuild it. And it is scary. I ain't gonna lie. I know I'm all giddy and shit, laughing and giggling. But when I think about the shit I gotta do, it's scary. Right? It's so scary. And it's a good feeling knowing that he's there. You know, he'll be there by my side, but it's just so scary because I know it's not gonna be easy. You feel me? But it has to be done. It has to, if I want to live the life that I truly want to live, right? Because you still have a choice. Even though you're on this twin flame journey, you still have a choice. And you can sit in your shit for as long as you need to, okay? But I'm tired of sitting in my shit, okay? I'm so tired of sitting in my shit. One day I was on my way home from work. And I'm on the bus, right? I've had a car since I was like 16, right? Until 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. And since then, it's just been busing, Uber, Lyft, that kind of thing. And it was okay at first. But now I'm at a point, it's like, this shit is for the birds. And honestly, at that time, I really thought, I was like, I really thought I would be okay. Right? But I'm not. I'm not okay. This is not where I want to be. I don't want to sit in my own shit no more. So anyway, I was on my way home from work at a bus stop, right? Waiting on the bus. And now I don't know about city transportation anywhere else, but in Detroit, baby, them motherfuckers is so unreliable. Oh, they can be so unreliable. I mean, to the point, like, I got off of work at 5:00 It takes me 2 to 3 buses to get home. I say 2 to 3 because sometimes that third one I miss and have to just walk home. But because, of course, sometimes if they're running late or they don't show up, I gotta take an alternate route, blah, 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 shit like that, right? So, anyway, I got off work at 5. I did not step foot on my first fucking bus that day until like 6:30. 6 o'clock, 6:30. I should have been home by that time if the buses were on time. But they were not on time. So now I'm out here. I've been waiting an hour and I'm nowhere near home. Now, if I had a car, I'd have been home in my pajamas cooking dinner. Like that. So I had that moment at the bus stop. And when I got home, I texted my twin and was like, all right, you know, the jig is up. Sis is tired. It's time to get my shit together. And the thing about getting your shit together is you want it to happen right now, right? You really want it to happen overnight. Excuse me. Because the shit literally crumbled overnight, right? Basically. Like the deconstruction of my life literally happened in the blink of an eye. I got in a car accident and it all went to shit after that, right? I'm not complaining. I'm really not, but that's what happened. It just all went to shit. Honestly. Honestly, it kind of all started going to shit when my twin entered my life again. But that's what they do. Your life will not be the same once you have found your twin flame. It just won't. It won't be the same. And mine was not from that moment on. You know, I had my roommate who was my friend at the time, and we were cool, everything was good. He showed up, and I went to shit. She had to move out. We fell out, she moved out. You know what I'm saying? And our relationship was kind of rocky after that. That, you know, that shit. Like, and then got in a car accident, lost my car, lost my apartment. I didn't lose my job, but I lost the site that I was at, which I really loved. But I had to go. All fell apart. I forgot the damn point I was trying to make. If I was trying to make a point, or am I just rambling? I don't even know no more. But that's what happens on the journey. The shit falls apart. Oh, somehow getting my shit together. Anyway, I texted my twin and was like, all right, I'm ready to get my shit together. And I wanted to talk to him about, you know, fixing my finances because he's a financial advisor. So I started there. And it's just been a snowball effect. And you know, you want it to happen overnight, but unfortunately it's not. And like I said, I'm so scared because of what I have to do. And it's a journey, right? It's a journey. But everything that I want to live the life that I want to live, I have to get my shit together. I have to get rid of my old ways, right? Because even though my old life is gone, I still got old habits that I have to get rid of. And that's going to take a lot of discipline. And I can do it because it's really funny. Like, I don't have any discipline, but when I know it's needed, I have no problem with discipline. So, I just want y'all to see that this This is my twin flame journey. My shit has fallen apart. I've lost friends. Yeah. All of this so I can rebuild myself. And I could play the victim. I have played the victim. I really do have that victim mentality, I think it is, so that which is something else I had to get rid of, because I can sit here and pout all day and talk about how it's not fair and blah blah blah. But I want to live a different life. You know, I'm the one that's here to break generational curses. And I look at my life, right, as a mother, as an adult, as a grown woman. And I look at my mom's life as a single mother, as an adult, as a grown woman. And at this point, it looks nothing alike. And it's nothing bad about my mom. I'm not saying that. But it's just, I'm not where she was. You know, she had the home and everything and was able to provide. And I've got a roommate. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, something's different, right? And I know something's different here. And I excuse my son in the background, because I swear to God, I told him to shut the fuck up because I was doing my podcast. And he's just down there, just loud. So, anywho, I'm so sorry. I didn't tell him to shut the fuck up, though. I told him to be quiet. I'm just saying that now because he's irritating me. But anyway, yeah, like, that's, it just all makes sense. And if you find yourself on the journey with your true twin flame, things will start to make sense. It will. I know it's cloudy with a chance of meatballs, but it will make sense. You just have to give it time. Now, and I know because we get frustrated. You know how many times I done said, fuck him and his journey? I ain't gonna lie. I done took his number out my phone. I done blocked him, unblocked him, unblocked his Facebook, blocked him on Facebook, Instagram. Yeah, I done been through it, okay? And do all of that shit just for me to come around and have a loving thought. And it's like, I love him so much. Like, it's like, sis, let's get over it. What's going on? What's going on? But, yeah, I don't have a whole lot to say. Just give it time. And I know it can be hard. Trust me. I know. I know. It has you questioning everything you've ever known, believed. Hell, it had me question my sanity, honestly. I was ready to check. I've said it before and I'll say it again. That shit had me ready to check in. Do you hear me? To the voluntary 72-hour hold. And that's no tea, no shade. Like, I've never had that moment before, but once I started this journey, just the awakening journey, it's like, OMG. Please excuse my son, because I'm not re-recording this. Sorry, not sorry. Sorry, I'm not. It'll all start to make sense. And I know, because it's just chaos, right? It's just hectic. All you know is you love this person and you want to be with this person, but everybody's telling you that there's a bigger purpose, there's another purpose to this. And you're like, what the fuck? What? That's how I was anyway. Everybody might not be that way. Some people might understand And you know what I think is real funny? This is a side note. On the journey, you know, when you become a part of the awakened community, right? And you'll see other people talking about their twin flame, or talking negatively, or they're just like, yeah, fuck him, I'm gonna do me. And it just makes me giggle inside. It's like, yo, okay, but I know everybody is not me and everybody's journey is not mine, you know, because I can say fuck that nigga all day. And yeah, it's not, you know, I don't even want to know why I kid myself anymore. I really don't. But anywho, I just think it's funny. Maybe that's the part of me that was jealous because I couldn't say fuck that nigga. Maybe. I love him though. And I'm not saying fuck that nigga no more. And yeah, he's here. Whether we're together or we're just friends or business partners, whatever, he's here. And it's no sense in me trying to run. And I honestly did try. Excuse me. I tried to. That's so. Oh, I hate that. Especially when I keep yawning over and over and over and over and over. Ugh. That's why I won't keep y'all long. But, ah, shit. What was I saying? Talking about yawning. Ah, fuck. I love him and he's here. Oh, whether it's lovers, business partners, friends, he's here. Oh, I was saying that I tried to stop. I've stopped, you know, pushing him away. Because he not going nowhere. I've tried and tried. And it's not happening. Right? So, there's that. But, yes, please just give it time and you will get all the clarity that you need. Like, and I know it's like, shut up, sis. But for real, because I know you, the readers, and other twin flame, quote unquote, experts, gurus, will say, give it time, it'll all make sense. And it will make sense when it's time. Like, I wanted to start my business, right? But I knew what I wanted to do, but it's like, how the fuck do you start a business? Like, at a total loss. Like, how do you start a business? And then the business I want to start is like, how do I do that? Right? Because I do it for me and my family, but how I'm gonna do this for to be able to provide for customers, right? That shit was not making sense. It just was not clicking. And then one day it fucking clicked. Like, and I mean, of course it was there all along. I just couldn't see it. I couldn't find it. But now I found it. And now it makes sense. And yeah. So it'll all make sense when it's supposed to. In divine time, y'all. In divine time. It'll all make sense. But it will. Please believe me. I love y'all. I'm not going to keep yawning no longer because I don't want to yawn in y'all ear no more. So I wish you all a good night and I will talk to you later.